So next on the programme today, something we're going to talk about that was once considered a bit of a taboo subject, but now many of us talking openly about our mental health problems. The number of students seeking mental health support while studying at university has increased by more than 50%, for instance, in 5 years. One woman who's doing her bit to promote good mental health is Emma Andrews. She's giving away her book, which is called Chopped Up Jellyheads, and she's giving it away free of charge. She's with me in the studio. Hi, Emma. Good morning.
A very good morning to you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Chopped Up Jellyheads. What does that mean?
Well, it's a metaphor for how many of us are feeling. Muddled, confused, chopped up jellyheads. We have to live with happy and sad.
And is that particular for you as well? Do you feel that way sometimes?
Absolutely. And that's the whole point. I'm speaking very candidly about how I'm feeling to hopefully help my readers.
Is it a good thing we're talking more about mental health? I mean, we have a show on the station now, Thursday nights at 9 o'clock, that pretty much exclusively talks about our mental health. We probably wouldn't have been doing that 20 years ago. So is this a good thing?
I think we really must lose the taboo about mental health. So it's a very positive thing. And there's been some recent research by San Diego University, and they've looked at a changing shift in how people are feeling. And essentially, since the 1950s, there's a shift between or from intrinsic way of thinking to extrinsic goals. So intrinsic are to do with one's own development. Extrinsic goals are to do with material rewards and other people's judgments. And it's within that that lies things like anxiety and other mental health issues. So we do need to talk about it.
Okay. And your journey with your mental health, how has that been? Can you give us an idea of what you've been through to get to be writing this book?
So like many of us, I was born into a mentally fragile family. I suffer with terrible anxiety, and I don't mind admitting I suffer with depression as well. But I do try and counter that by finding things to help keep me happy.
What are those things? What do you find that helps keep you happy then, week in, week out?
I'm collecting quotes, actually, for people to put on my website. But for me personally, cuddling my dog, going for a walk, writing is really, really helpful to me. And I wrote the book anyway because I wanted to do something positive following the sudden loss of my late brother. 2 weeks before writing the book, we were talking about how we can help children. So it's been very much a labour of love, Danny.
Mm, okay. You said you grew up in quite a mentally fragile family.
Mm.
So when did you become aware of that as a child?
Well, I was very young. I was very young when I noticed our family wasn't as normal as the next family out there. And actually, though, when you look at other people and their families, pretty much all of us have had our mental health challenges. I remember there was a child in my class, for example, that didn't have shoes. He often used to have secondhand shoes from the changing room. So it's not really about me. I'm just an ordinary person that happens to feel very passionate about the subject of mental health.
Mm. Your anxiety. So as an adult, in what sort of ways does that affect you? And I guess it changes from day to day, week to week as well.
And I'm writing lots of blogs about this, and it's on my website, my blogs. I mean, goodness me, my anxiety. I might have to, I don't know, touch the bathroom light 3 times and not let people know, but that's what I'm actually doing, or check the door 5 times that I've locked it. And I think it's all part of a grieving process. And I think it's something we all have to do. I know many, many people. In fact, I know more people with anxiety than people that don't have anxiety.
And what does that give you? If you switch a light off, the light goes out, and then you check it 3, 4, 5 times or more to make sure it's off. What does that do for you? Because you know the light's off already, because you can see that. What does it do for you, that extra checking?
And so I'm in the process of trying to change this. And so, for example, what it does for me is it makes me feel awful. I get a red rash on my neck, this sort of thing. However, I have noticed, especially in the last couple of years, that I override myself and I'll say something like, Emma, you know the light is off. Now, just now, forget it. But you have to be very conscious in navigating your own feelings almost, which right. is what I've done exactly in the story. I've spoken very candidly about how the main characters are feeling, how the parents around them are also feeling, to make it hopefully okay to talk about specific issues that are all under the realm of mental health.
And who is the book targeted at? Is it a particular age group or not?
And so the book is targeted young people. However, it's actually promoting more candid, more open communications between adults and children. So I had a lady called Janet, for example, and she's been very positive about the book, saying how much of an insight it's given her to her daughter, who unfortunately was self-harming. So it's almost about... by being very candid in how I talk and how the characters talk, there's a lot of misunderstanding, for example, at the beginning of the story, because two of Max's, Max is the main character, but two of Max's best friends, one is self-harming and one has got a terrible eating disorder because they are blaming themselves that their parents are getting divorced.
Right. And it's no good just the children identifying they've got a mental health issue. You know, if parents need to understand that as well, and they have to develop strategies on how they cope with that and how they help the children, right?
You're absolutely right. And I have written about coping strategies from both an adult point of view and indeed from the children, because actually, unfortunately, many of us adults have to be sort of super mom or super guardian or super dad when the children go out to school. So we're looking at actually... In the story, actually how adults are really feeling. And by seeing how adults are really feeling, the truth is the best thing that we can have now on our side to be true about how we're feeling and talk about it openly.
And you're taking the bold step of giving the book away. Where can we get hold of it?
Well, if everybody could please go to choppedupjellyheads.co.uk. The book is free of charge. And what I'm also looking is on my Why page. I would like to hear from anybody. Please tweet me at ChoppedUpJelly. Things that you do to help keep yourself happy. And that also is for big corporate companies where you can have free sponsorship. And in return, ask your personnel to please send me the things they do to help keep them happy.
Emma Andrews, good luck with the book. Thank you.
Thank you.
Emma Andrews, Chopped Up Jelly Heads.